Well, this is really important in terms of how we deliver vaccines, how we design vaccines, perhaps the safety of vaccines. And this is new information in the biologic field that I think is going to change how we practice medicine. The vaccine, in essence, is working differently. The question is why? It's the same vaccine in human beings, administered the same way, and yet it stimulates a very different set of gene expression and protein secretion, that protein being antibody that protects us when we see the virus. In Japan and in Europe, we're seeing outbreaks of rubella and measles, their vaccines that are given together, primarily because of people rejecting the vaccine out of unfounded fears about the safety of the vaccine. But the interesting thought occurs to me, maybe we only have to give African Americans half the size dose that we give to Caucasians. That's an example of individualizing our approach to somebody. Eventually, what will happen is it won't be something as complicated as race. It will be genetically based. So we will look at somebody's genes that are important to developing immunity, and based on which ones they carry, say, you don't need the vaccine, you're not at any risk, or you need twice the dose of the average person, or half the dose, or you're at risk for this kind of side effect. And that changes how we practice medicine. It's an exciting new era in that regard.